Blog Talk Radio.
Previously on the Jams podcast, hashtag, we can edit that out.
AJ Styles, man. As you've mentioned before, right, I think he did house shows prior to that as well.
And absolutely phenomenal from AJ Styles the past few days. He's been ridiculous. Absolutely MVP. The guy has put in one hell of a shift for WWE this week.
Yeah? Man put in overtime for your asses. Give this motherfucker the top. I'm telling you now, you know what I mean? The only thing is, calling the Survivor Series, they might give AJ Styles a title shot against Jinder Mahal before the Survivor Series, and then AJ Styles win. Because he's champion versus champion for every match, near enough, isn't it, on the Survivor Series? You know what I mean? Tag team versus...
I believe so, yeah.
Right, yeah. The women's champion on each brand are going to face each other. The tag team champions on each brand are going to face each other. And the main champions of each brand are going to face each other, right? It could wind up being AJ Styles at the last minute. Remember, people, if TLC, if that pay-per-view taught you anything, card subject to change. Okay? That's why I'm telling you now, that's why this show's called STFU. Shut the fuck up! Because you could be there complaining on the internet about Jinder Mahal this, Jinder Mahal that, with the exception of you, Matt, because... When you rant, it's funny, it's great. But when y'all do it on the internet, you don't know what's going to happen between now and Survivor Series. You know what I mean? You've already had AJ Styles beat down the one thing, brother. Next week, he's going to fight the other thing, brother. Who's to know he could fight Jinder Mahal himself on the third week on the go-home show just before Survivor Series and beat Jinder? Changes everything, brethren. Changes everything. It's champion versus champion. You know what I mean? How do we know that's not the storyline going forward? It's going to be AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar all along. And it just made us think it's going to be Jinder Mahal.
Jinder has the champion's advantage. Jinder can only lose the championship by pinfall or submission inside the ring. AJ has to be aware of that as well.
Wait a minute. Oh, and Styles able to create a little bit of breathing room.
Well, Styles about and to... Oh,
timekeeper's there.
But again, the power of Jinder. Mahal, what's up? Oh my God!
And now Jinder one more time, putting AJ Styles on the top turnbuckle. The WWE Champion has a plan here in the late stages of this match.
Of course he's got a plan, Phillips. He's the champion. Oh, now, look, Jinder just grabbed AJ by the ears.
And now just planted Styles back up top.
What's AJ thinking about now?
About to find out.
Hold on. Jinder just too strong. Just shrugged AJ right off.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh.
All over the top. See the look in AJ Styles' eyes, guys.
And Styles with a phenomenal forearm on the outside.
Yeah, but AJ needs to get Jinder back in the ring. And how much damage did that do to AJ's knee?
Styles going for the home run. 450. Got all of it on Mahal, but can Styles trap it away? Come on!
And the Singh brothers once again pay infinite dividends for the modern-day Maharaja. Bear in mind, last week it was the Singhs and AJ Styles the Singhs and Jinder Mahal that beat down AJ.
He's about to beat down the Singh.
Oh, my God. Styles just ran him down.
It looked like a tiger taking down a gazelle. Oh, my God. Did you see the speed, the closing speed of Styles? That knee seems to be a...
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, my God. AJ Styles is like a man possessed.
Hey, that's what you got to do. That's how you take out the insurance policy of Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, but you got to pin the champion, not the Singh brothers.
And Styles is wiped out. Oh, Samira and Sunil.
Good night.
Watch out. Oh, no, no, no. Trying to grab a hold of Styles on the apron for the collapse. Wait a minute. Across the ring.
Oh, here it is. Collapse.
Planet Styles. Styles turned inside up on the hall. The hall trying to crawl into the cover.
Brothers
once again.
Again
his title. Oh, no.
Styles got it.
no, don't do this.
If Jinder lands this, AJ may never fight again.
Mahal is trying to go to the top here on Styles. Styles elbows right there to Mahal. Styles fighting for survival on that top rope.
Oh, using the top rope to his advantage. AJ just hung the champion out to dry across the top rope. But once again, AJ needs to get inside the ring.
AJ is getting inside the ring, and AJ Styles is getting into position.
Eyes on the champion here, AJ Styles.
Phenomenal!
He hit it! AJ Styles, cover! Styles has done it again!
Believe it, Byron. AJ Styles is the WWE champion, and the phenomenal one is going beast hunting.
Card has been renewed, Joe. How do you feel?
Well, you know, the sad part of this, I will say that Jinder Mahal has probably been one of the greatest heel champions we've had in, I don't know how long.
Thank you very much, drop the bomb on that shit! Let me say that for the longest.
You have to give the guy credit where it's due, and I mean, he was the heeliest heel going.
He was.
I mean, just look at people's reaction when he lost the title. I have not seen, I just said to you prior to the show, I have not seen a reaction like that, a pop like that in years.
Wow, flip me, man. You know, I feel kind of sick, you know, John, because I never got to see this shit live, and I had to catch up on the YouTube shit, right, on the WWE's YouTube, and we see it, and it looked like WWE did some major editing out and shit, man. It was like when, you know what I mean, it was like the crowd was too quiet, and I'm thinking, nah, man, that can't be right, man, it's a UK crowd.
Can you remember when Eddie Guerrero won the championship? Going back years.
We got about 2000.
The whole place was up and it was like, way!
Yeah,
what it was like.
2004, right? 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah, the No Way Out 2004.
Going back years.
It wasn't like Brock Lesnar was that deep either, man. You know what I mean? Jinder Mahal was like a different type of heel, man. Like, I still stand by.
He was an old-fashioned heel and I like that.
Yeah. I mean, we've had Shad on the show talking about, oh, the experiment's not working, it's fed up with this shit. You even handed in your card. Someone has joined the show. Who is that?
That's
Shad. Yes, the ratings have gone up now. Come on, let's stop the show again. Come on.
Hey, yo, welcome.
Steve, I'm back. Steve. Yeah, I'm back now.
Welcome to the show, Shad. You didn't hand in your card like Joe did. She's just renewed hers. Yo, we've got to talk about the new World Wrestling Federation champion.
Can I just say, now that Shad's here, I think it's really important, not wrestling related.
Uh-oh.
I need to take a minute to point out that Shad's going to be your daddy again.
Yes! That's a bomb drop right there!
See that.
Shad.
Congratulations,
brother!
Thanks, man. It was a hard road to get to. But, climax was reached.
Oh my god.
And we will see the next gen. All of this one to the next gen.
Wow. Nah, man, me glad for you, Shad, man. Well, I mean, congratulations, man. And, yeah, I mean, do your thing, man, as you always do, man, for real, though. Yeah. Yo, that's a beautiful thing, man. But, yeah, man, real, new baby on the way and shit.
Again, you can send the money to GoFundMe. Follow me on the chat, actually, and then send me some money. Send some vouchers or PayPal money, anything like that. I could change PayPal money into real money. So, people at ShadBarber85, send me some shit, please. I'm poor, man. I've got kids, man.
You know what I mean? Plural now, you know, not singular. Plural now, you know. Holy shit.
Well, actually, it's kind of a double entendre. I don't know if that's the right word, but it sounded nice. It's actually Jayla's birthday today as well.
Wow, yo. Congratulations to your daughter, man, you know what I mean? How old is she now?
Happy birthday.
She's five.
Five! Good God almighty, five! Jeez!
Oh my God, Shad, my youngest daughter's just turned five this week.
Oh, it's her birthday?
It is the weekend of birthday!
1st of November.
Oh,
tonight. Yo, big blessings to your daughter as well, man! What is this? Yo, WWE came through, man. They knew they couldn't have my man have the title for that, for, for birthday season.
Okay. I'm on SmackDown, so I'm assuming that we have a new champion in AJ Styles. Is that correct?
That is correct.
We get AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar.
Not so fast. Right, that is the assumption. There is still 1 week left until the Survivor Series, okay? Still 1 week left. So I know everyone's in celebration mode right now. I know everyone's been masturbating for the longest. And you know what I mean? And that was just over the Jericho and Omega shit. But there's still 1 week left. You know what I mean? Jinder can pull a fast one, handing his rematch clause, and let him win again. You know what I mean? Let's hope it doesn't happen.
I thought about this. They've got Leto in India, man. Like, so, you know, he's going to go as champion. Or, now that I realise he's lost the title, now I'm going to say that he's going to win it back, you know, during the India tour.
Possible. Very possible. I don't know. When they're jumping out to India, that must be very soon, right?
Yeah, the next few weeks. But I'm trying to think, Survivor Series is next week, so I'm assuming it's after Survivor.
After Survivor, SmackDown's got another pay-per-view after that as well. Interesting, you know what I mean? So, I know it's good to celebrate, but I don't know how long this will last. But even if he does win it again, I can't see it being for long. You know what I mean? It's just one of them ones, man. But no, seriously, on a serious note, big ups to AJ.
On a serious note, I think they finally realised that it's not working. That's why they took the title off him. And also, subscriptions in India have actually gone down. So, it's not working.
It's gone down, you know.
It's not working on camera, and it's not working off camera.
I don't know, man. I think he did okay on the breakfast show on BBC One. I think he did all right.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Jinder Mahal. I mean, well, I don't know what his real name is. It's Jinder Mahal that we don't like.
I like the dude. He got you wrestling fans wild up, man. He got you big. He got you hiding in your wrestling card and shit. He got grown people angry, man. Wow. The last motherfucker who did that was Triple H. And that was back in 2000. Oh, shit. I mean, just like what Joel says, you know what I mean? He's a classic heel that got your soul back. You would stop watching wrestling for a minute. This is grown folks, yo. Grown folks. I commend him. Well done. But now, on the real, as far as AJ Styles, man more than deserves the title. He did all that extra shit for WWE in recent weeks, right? He didn't have to do it. He could turn around and said, hell to the no. Right, he didn't have to do that shit, right? But he did. So them say, yeah, man, here's your reward, World Wrestling Federation Championship. You deserve it. Well done. Now go on and run with it, and don't make anyone beat you. I love it, man. You know what I mean? AJ Styles, I could easily call him MVP of the week, but I'm not too sure yet. We have new World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions on the Raw side in the bar. The New Day caused all the madness, which means come next week, boy, SmackDown, they're going to get hurt, man. That's twice now, man. That's twice they did that shit, man. What the hell? A bar, new tag team champions, man. Joe, what are your thoughts?
Right. I'll be happy about it if I get the Shield versus the New Day Survivor Series. That's the only way it can make sense in my head.
Both teams are not in a match. This is two big teams, you know. You know what I mean? Like, the Shield's been carrying the company for the longest, right? And the New Day, Big Al, merchandise been sold by the bucket load and shit, all that booty, all that mad shit. They've been controlling the SmackDown roster. They did all that ambush shit.
Roman Reigns is back next week, so I wonder if that's what they're building to, and that's why they dropped the tag team titles.
Right, is that that was announced, was it?
Yeah, it was announced on Raw. Roman Reigns is back.
Yay!
Also, it's worth noting Has Jey Uso really been hurt? The Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, Chad Gable done the swipe to the knee.
Yeah.
That did not look too clever, to be honest with you, and I'm beginning to think, has he legit hurt himself?
Good question.
I can't watch that.
Good question. It was just a basic chop block, right?
That went awkward, yeah?
I mean, like a normal chop block, and you get counted out over a little chop block. That is kind of suspect, though, still. I mean, I would have...
Because I kept on looking back to it, because I was like, oh, I don't like the way his leg went. And then, so I clicked back, and I'm like, watch it again. Oh, still don't like the way his leg bent.
I haven't actually seen the match, but maybe I'm guessing that they didn't want any of the teams to lose, so maybe they've just done that. A kind of a fuck finish. Like, take his leg out, count out, rather than double DQ or someone gets disqualified, or... I think it was probably just protecting the two teams, maybe.
It could be. I don't know, man. It's a chop block.
Same thing, though. I mean, is Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable, it would not harm them to take a loss to the Usos at this stage in their career.
Yeah, but then who's next in line for tag titles? They're next in line for a tag title shot. And if they lose that match, then why?
Because, I mean, SmackDown tag team roster is pretty weak, to be fair. So, good point. But have a look. I don't like the way his leg went. There's rumours that he has legit got an injury to the leg. So we'll see. They're just rumours for now. But it would be interesting to see what would then happen for Survivor Series if one of the Usos is out with injury.
Oh, shit. That's not good, son. Not good. I don't know, man. I mean, when I first watched it, I thought, oh, okay, that's just the Usos way of protecting their titles. And, you know what I mean? And they don't want Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable to get the titles. You know what I mean? I still cast the Usos as, like, kind of heelish. So that's what I took from it still. But at the same time, man, did so much pain after a little chop block. That, to me...
So we're getting heel versus heel now? Two matches, heel versus heel, as Survivor Series.
Yeah, to be fair, though, Usos are kind of
to that shot, I ask you this. Natalya versus Alexa Bliss.
Three heel versus heel matches. Fucking hell, something's
going to
change.
No, keep in mind, now, Tuesday you didn't watch SmackDown.
It would have been four, we still had Brock and...
Jinder.
What's his face?
Keep in mind, Chad, right? Keep in mind, next week, Charlotte's got a title shot against Natalya. That could change everything again.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? and Charlotte, I don't know, man. Right. I don't know if Charlotte's going to make it. That's what I'm saying. That's why this episode is called hashtag card subject to change part 2. We had one of these before when it was just me and Matt, you know what I mean? And even like at the beginning of the Survivor Series storyline, Kurt Angle says, as it stands, you know what I mean? The keywords were as it stands. So when I heard that, I thought, uh-oh, there might be some title changes along the way here. So, I knew from the jump, man. You know what I mean? The dirt sheets and whatever else, they could talk all they want about, oh, they changed the Jinder Mahal shit at the last minute because this, that, and the third. The Grand says no. I think that was part of the plan all along. Well, I said it three friggin' weeks ago.
Also, I agree with you, what you said last week as well, so. Well, I would have said it 2 weeks ago, but I wasn't here. I haven't been here for a while. When Sami Zayn lost his match to, was it Randy? Was it Randall?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, oh, that's it now. Him and Kevin Owens going to fuck it up for Team Shane.
Yeah.
And then next week after you said it, and I was like, yeah, I agree. That's not that this is a prediction show, but it's just the way I see it heading.
Yeah, because Check it out. Survivor Series is coming.
SmackDown as well, either.
Survivor Series is coming. Big, big Sami Zayn. Big, big Kevin Owens. These are two big superstars. They're not in a match. Something wrong there. Big time.
Yeah. You can see it happening, like, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, it's a 60-40 chance, and this is a 40 chance that they actually come through for SmackDown. And be like, yeah, we are SmackDown. Like, we won the match. Like, we helped you win. Like, without us, you lot were losing or something like that.
On SmackDown.
On SmackDown, there was that whole, you don't even care about SmackDown and all that thing, wasn't there?
Yeah.
At the same time, once again, when they do this stupid stipulation, it just ruins every single match that ever has this stipulation. When someone's career's on the line, when someone's job's on the line.
Yeah.
We can either work out who's going or who's leaving, and we know. Well, I'm saying Kurt Angle sticking around till Mania, so it kind of says, yeah, Raw's won.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well. I was thinking that, and a moment I thought, yes, Raw's definitely won, right? Was when Kurt Angle says, it sounds kind of biased, still kind of sounds favoritism, but yo, Jason Jordan, yo, son, you're going in the match. You're going to be the fifth member. And straight away, I was like, okay, the finish of the match is going to revolve around you, Jason Jordan. He's going to be the last.
I cried when I heard Jason Jordan got that spot. I would rather have Elias. At least he entertains me slightly.
Yeah, I prefer Elias as well.
Jason Jordan is just Riddler.
It's going to revolve, to me, the finish is going to revolve around him. He could be, and it could go either way, as you say. It could go either way, but it could be like, he's going to be doing the most fighting at the end, and the odds are against him, and he does all this wild shit, and people are like, wow, Jason Jordan, and then Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn fuck it up, and it could be a win or a lose. There's so many different scenarios this could go.
Nobody will be like, wow, Jason Jordan, you know what'll happen, don't you? They'll push him too hard, like they did Reigns, and every fucker's going to hate Jason Jordan.
Is that part of the plan? Because it does have a Rocky Mafia kind of vibe to him still.
That's why he's going to turn heel, man. They're going to turn him heel. He'll attack his dad. I don't know when. He might not even be his dad, like I said. He might just say, oh, it was a lie, man. I forged some papers. I switched some piss around then, or whatever.
Stop it!
I swapped the swab.
Something like that's gonna come out then. Something like that's gonna, like, break up this. He doesn't even call him dad, he's still calls him Kurt. I'm like, yo, that's your dad, man. You can't call your dad by his first name.
Yeah, but Simpson still calls his dad Homer. I'm just saying.
Holy shit. Can I just say, was everybody as disappointed as me when John Cena got the fifth spot in the SmackDown team?
No. I'm happy.
This is news. It's breaking news to me right now.
Yeah, Shads, it was announced on Twitter, which is another one of my gripes. A lot of shit's getting announced on Twitter. But, John Cena has the fifth spot. Can I just say, that is just an absolute disgrace to Rusev. And it just totally dishonors Rusev Day. A part-timer took Rusev's spot. And everyone tells us John Cena, he's still a part-timer. This is all because his Trumpy girlfriend, fiance, wants to come back down to SmackDown. Because, Nikki Bella's new clothes are shit and they're overpriced, and she failed as a dancer. So she's like, I'll just go back to SmackDown. They'll take it back.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she got knocked out the Dancing with the Stars shit, didn't she? Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Yeah, and then new clothing range is getting ripped to shreds. So it's like, yeah, John will get his back in SmackDown there, no problem. John, go on to SmackDown. Here's the way, Boris.
Earn some more money.
And that was Rusev's spot.
But Rusev, he lost, man. He had a wrestling match against, who was it, Randy Orton? And if he won, he could get this. But he lost, therefore. And SmackDown is a land of opportunity. And Rusev's opportunity was there, and he lost. So, therefore, they have to go back to the drawing board. Now, I do see what you're saying now still, but, yeah, it doesn't bother me. I don't give a fuck. John Cena.
Rusev Day.
Rusev Day. Oh, Lord. It's not Rusev Day anymore. Oh, dear. Now, on a real, I do kind of feel sorry for Rusev, but I mean, oh, man. It was just like Shad said from way back when, the beginning and the end started from WrestleMania 31 when he lost to John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't truly recovered since then. He's just been on a downward spiral since then. Even Lana's doing better than him.
Do you know what ruined it for Rusev? Is the fact that he got engaged and he cut his hair without their permission.
Oh my God. He cut that his hair without his permission.
Yes. He had to have permission to have his hair cut.
He should
have permission. It's shocking at this. Because then their promo material doesn't match up for a big pay-per-view. They'd already done the promo material. Rusev had long hair. Rusev gets his hair cut.
Maybe they should have just done a hair versus hair match. Right? Maybe they
Rusev.
Oh, boy. He's getting punished, bombing in the barrel type shit.
About 2 years ago, it was established that the phrase was senilized.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The exact same thing you can say about
Bray Wyatt. Yeah, Bray.
I'm a killer.
Enough of all that shit. Serial killer, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, man. How you doing?
I see you.
Come back.
Serial killer, you don't have to hand in your wrestling card anymore. He lost the title.
Thank God. Interesting one though, since they'd already started the build for Jinder versus Brock, what are you guys thinking on why they've made the switch? I mean, obviously I'm delighted AJ Styles is champion, right call for me, but it's not very often that they'll start building a match for a pay-per-view and then switch it like that. So,
I was thinking myself, what did Jinder do?
Well, like I told you, he's not man, it's failing. I think they're finally just giving in and realising it's failing. And also, the network sales have gone down in India, so obviously they don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's been doing research.
And there's too many heels versus heels as well on that card as well, so maybe that was the way to change it.
To balance it all out.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll have a think about it. I'll run off on AJ was champion. I was trying to figure out, you know, had Jinder done something wrong? Had he touched Vince's arm? Or I couldn't sort of figure it out. So, you know, generally when they start a build like that, they don't change it.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've never seen so many changes to one big few cards.
Well, like I said,
like so close though.
Like I said, I'm not ruling shit out. There's still rematch clauses, and there's still 1 week left to go to the Survivor Series. So I'm not taking shit out right now, man.
Microphone sex. All the changes they made it for the one Survivor Series matches. These are the matches that they want. After Survivor Series, shit could change back, but it's changing until after Survivor. Number
16. Yes.
With AJ Styles being champion, do you think we're going to get that Shinsuke Nakamura Rumble win? And the Aiden Wardle Bank Fest of Nakamura styles at Mania?
Yeah. I wouldn't like to rule it out.
Yo, serial killer, let me tell you something. Wardle is on the verge of losing his woman, you know. I said it. A possible AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura at WrestleMania seems more likely now. And then you've got Jericho challenging Kenny Omega at the Wrestle Kingdom 12 joint. And Wardle, I've seen him on social media, he lost his shit completely. He's got to lose it.
The best thing about that is no one saw it coming.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the best. Honestly, my mind was blown when I saw that promo. I was like, oh my god, Jericho versus Kenny Omega. That'll be brilliant.
But Sapo, in all honesty, I mean, you've seen the Twitter feud between them. Did you not? Was there not that little bit of you just thought it could happen?
Nope.
The only reason why
I honestly thought he was still under some sort of maybe casual contract at WWE, so I just assumed he was just trashing him for because he could. I honestly had no idea it was going to be a Wrestle Kingdom thing. Did not occur to me in my wildest dreams.
Well, you know what? People might want to put me on the cross for this, but I've seen everyone getting excited. I'm there sitting there like, okay, cool. Cool. I didn't mark out. Didn't do shit. I was like, cool. Even Shad might accuse me of being racist because it's a Japan joint. But I want to keep it real, man. 4th of January 2018, I'm not going to be watching that shit. It's my birthday season. You think I'm going to sit down on my birthday and shit watching wrestling? Are you mad?
But you're quite happily into a Chinese, wouldn't you?
You don't really... Wait a second. You know that China and Japan are two different countries. You do know that, right, Shad? I just want to check with you, right?
Yeah, of
course. Yeah, Japan's more sushi, isn't it? Grant of delight to eat some fish on his birthday.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Joe,
pause.
That's why you miss me.
Pause. Now, Joe, go to church. Okay, go to church. Now, when it comes to... Now, let me tell you something, right? When it comes to fish, I like my shit cooked, okay? I don't like raw fish. I don't like the... No, don't mash me up. No, sir. It's got to be cooked. Fried fish, okay? It's got to be cooked. Go to church, Joe. Go to church. Shad, I've got a question for you.
I've got a question for you, Bob. Do you like fish fingers?
Oh.
Nah, don't even go there. Boo. Stop. Shad, I know exactly where you're going. Boo. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's not
funny. Nah, you think I don't know about that South Park joke? You think I don't know? Get the fuck out of here. Don't you think I don't know about that South Park joke? Get the fuck out of here, Sam!
I'll just go there.
Whatever, Sam. Going somewhere else. But just quickly, before we get taken off air. I assume you guys have probably already covered this, but how ridiculously overpowered does the Raw Survivors team look? And then SmackDown, I've got Shane McMahon on their team. Jesus Christ.
I haven't watched SmackDown, but everything that happened on SmackDown has been breaking news for me.
Well, boy!
The Raw Survivor Series team looks so ridiculous. Like, I don't see...
Are you proper forming about Jason Jordan as well? Because that made me super mad that Jason Jordan's on the Raw team.
I'm with Mike on this. I think that's going to have some sort of outcome on the match.
Yeah,
he's gonna screw Kurt over or something. That's the only reason I can possibly see them putting Jason Jordan in that match.
But yeah.
You know, I mean, Braun Strowman alone is like three people. You know what I mean? He's three people. And then you got Samoa Joe on top of that. You know what I mean? Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman alone could take on SmackDown.
And then you got Finn Balor.
And that's real. Then you got Finn Balor. You know what I mean? Finn Balor could just stand there and just do the coup de grace when he feels like it. That's all he's got to do. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, it's like, it's funny. It's funny you say that.
I'm not sure about it.
It's like Raw seems overpowered, but SmackDown looks more balanced. Looks like there's more all rounders that could do pretty much near enough everything. It's gotta be.
Sako, you missed it. I already explained how it's going to go down, in my opinion.
Go on then, Shad. Let me hear your pearls of wisdom.
Well,
bit like deja vu. Sorry about this, Steve. He's back with us now, Steve. Basically, Raw going to win because when they drop the stipulation that someone has to leave or someone's going to get fired, we usually know in storyline what's going to happen. Kurt Angle's not getting fired. We see a WrestleMania match for him. So his team are going to win, aren't they?
You'd have thought so, yeah. Although
I would desperately
like to see maybe a SmackDown somehow screw over Jason Jordan, Kurt goes mad, and then suplexes Shane to the set, like the King of the Ring. That'd be awesome if they redid that spot.
Also, you're forgetting Kevin Owens and
Sami Zayn.
The two are probably going to end up messing it up for their team.
Yeah,
as well.
Probably.
Like you said, Raw's got the better team as well. So.
And there's a lot of what they've done well is there's a lot of intrigue. We can all think of about 7 or 8 different scenarios.
Yeah.
You know, fair play. They've properly made it interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely, I'm probably looking forward to this shit. And then you got the go home show, and boy, SmackDown hasn't even got had up yet. You know, on the
it'll happen on the go home show.
On the go home show, SmackDown gonna get fucked up by Raw. Word up, man. Raw gonna come for their class. The Raw ain't gonna forget about that shit. You know what I mean? New Day already come down and fucked it up for the Shield and made the bar with the titles and shit. You know what I mean? Oh, man. I do expect the Shield to come down the stairs.
Shield's coming on SmackDown, man, next week.
It's all gonna be Rockers on SmackDown next week, man. Word up, man. And I expect almost the same to be on Raw. Matter of fact, I expect Brock Lesnar there to be on Raw because that's gonna be interesting now that there's a new opponent in AJ Styles.
It would have been fast if
that. They've already announced it though that he's gonna be on Raw.
Yeah.
It would have been class if during that SmackDown like Under Siege thing, they'd beaten up the Raw locker room and then they saw Brock Lesnar in the corridor just staring.
And then slowly walking away.
Heyman would be walking away, Brock would just like start walking towards them, and then SmackDown would just all run away.
That's the right thing to do!
But then one of the SmackDown heels would push Xavier Woods into him and run off. just for the fun, it's fun to watch Xavier Woods in peril. He's such a character.
He is, man.
We need to watch him get beat up.
Him and the Miz as well, man.
In peril. Paige.
Hey, shit! Do you want to join Joe in church?
Don't offer him that option.
Oh shit, Shad, actually, I do want to ask you this question, right? Because I see another thing of
get down on one knee then first.
Huh?
You better get down on one knee then first.
I don't want one knee. Shad, your name's not Joe, and Joe's already married, so I'm not going on my knees. Now, this is my question to you, Shad, right? The Raw Survivor Series women's team, okay? Alicia Fox is the captain. Sasha's in the team. Nia Jax is in the team, okay? Asuka is in the team. Bayley is not in the team yet. Did you see the look on Bayley's face when she found out Sasha was in the team?
Like a very sad potato.
You think something's brewing there because it's Alicia Fox that caused us? I mean, there's one more person that can join that team. Personally, I hope it's Nikki James because.
What mentioned her name earlier?
Nikki Bella.
Mentioned her name. No, before that.
Before
that. Before Xavier Woods.
Oh, Paige!
Oh, some rumblings, man, that she's ready to return.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, shit. No. Paige, go fuck off, man. No, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Nah, good call. Good call still. I prefer to have Mickie James up in there still. But, that's a very good call. You know, I could write to that still, because I'd be like, oh, shit, Paige is back. It's going to be the science. Yeah, I'll see the science behind that one. That's cool. But what do you think?
She could come back and her return could be to fuck one of the teams over.
But why would you want to do that, though?
I reckon the Raw men's team, I reckon.
Oh! Sorry. Sorry, I was like a few seconds slow on that one. Cold, Chad. You sure you don't want to join Joey Church?
What's Church?
Oh my gosh, don't give me that joke, man. Yeah, man, I seen it, and I was like, uh-oh, hey, wait a minute. Now, I can't see Bayley turning heel, man. I mean, she's too popular with the kids.
Nah. It'd make a lot more sense to turn Sasha heel.
Yeah.
A lot of NXT feud.
That's what everyone expects, though.
True. That's true. The element of surprise. If Bayley was to turn heel, I'd be like, oh, shit. I'd be like, what the hell? Hold up. That will be proper elements of support. But she's too popular. Just like the New Day, they're too popular. It's like Ross. To turn them, I don't know, man. You know what I mean? But, hey, Sami Zayn turned. But Sami Zayn's a different type of dude, I guess.
He's the most unique heel in the company.
Yeah, you could definitely say that, man. Definitely, absolutely, man. Oh.
I don't think it'll be a heel for long now, to be honest.
Nah, me neither. No.
Okay, I'll get you. I see where you're going with that, man. I see where you're going. All right, then. Before we go on to MVP of the week and bitch of the week and all that stuff, Joe, I believe you have some shout-outs because they're important and they're big as well, pretty much.
Just wanted to put out a massive congratulations to Gaston Reese on his tryout with WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And a big congratulations to Bram for stepping away from Impact, because I think that deserves a congratulations as well, because after all, it's Impact
Wrestling. I heard the stories, man. I heard the stories. I heard that
the farcical story that keeps on giving.
Now, this is what I don't understand about Impact, right? Last time I checked, and Shad, I'm sure you can back me up on this. Last time I checked, Impact, they couldn't pay their employees, right? Some of them are wrestling for free and shit.
That's been going on for years, that has.
But suddenly they can pay people to be, like, part of the audience, to be, like, extras in their crowds and shit. Suddenly they've got money to pay people. What's going on
there? That doesn't add up to me. Yeah, don't pay the talent, but pay the fans.
Yeah!
Only TNA could propose such a fantastic business case.
I think it's fair, to be honest. Sit down and watch 2 hours of TNA for $20-$30. That's good.
When you think about it,
after all that, I reckon the forced as well. I reckon doors are locked and everything.
Get that family help.
Yeah. If you try to move, we will electrocute you.
You have to cheer and sound interested, or we will kick your dog.
See,
I mean, Mike would like that.
See, here's me thinking, Shad, pack it in. Here's me thinking. That's probably not a bad idea. Well, pay me to go to TNA and run joke. I have some bills I need paying around the house. I need to put some food in my fridge at night. That's not bad. That's not such a bad idea. People getting paid to attend their show, man, but the talent don't get paid. That doesn't make any sense to me, man. That's almost that's chair worthy, man. That's chair worthy. Yo, we'll have to make that decision a little bit later on, man. Yeah, man. Big ups to Brando, man. Man stepped away. What do you think he's gonna do from here, Joe?
Probably just to be honest with you, I mean, he makes good money on the indie circuit. I'd rather take the guaranteed pay to you rather than be with a company like Impact.
Good! Man, you don't get paid and shit. I didn't know that joint still existed, but until you told me about what happened on there with Bertie.
Bertie?
You know what I mean, with Bertie? You know what I mean? Man's going on like he's the big He-Man in there. Oh, Bertie, Impact, Oh, they turned their back on me. They screwed me. They took the time. And I didn't do anything. Shut your mouth, punk. You was fucking paid. That's enough to strip you of the title.
He's a super angry man, is Bertie Boy, isn't he?
He's angry with everybody, man. Shit. He's so angry that even WWE were like, oh, shit. Damn. We must have caught him in a good mood. What the hell? Because usually he's always costing WWE. This time he's costing the whole TNA. He's taking
pain at the... No, he's been warned. He's not allowed to shoot on WWE anymore.
Wow!
Yeah, no Impact have told him, you know, you can't do it.
Wow!
That's because WWE probably threatened to sue them.
Probably.
WWE don't care that they keep on talking about them.
You know what I mean?
TV.
They probably love it for
us. That's stupid.
Any publicity is publicity, isn't it?
Apart from when they offered cease and desist orders to the Young Bucks.
Yeah. And stuff like that, yeah. It's their own fault, so really.
Oh dear, oh Bertie, man. What is wrong with that dude, man? I used to like that dude, man. Oh dear, never mind. Okay, let's keep it moving, man. There's a good chance we're gonna run over you now, guys. MVP of the week. Joe, I'm going to start with you. You haven't been on the show for a minute, man, so boy, you must have an MVP of the week. Matter of fact, I'm going last, man, because I haven't even figured out who mine is. Who's your MVP of the week, Joe?
Pete Dunne!
Yeah,
I think that was really good. If you like him.
We're related to Kevin Dunn.
He's one of ours, though, man, so... I'm not sure Kevin Dunn's ever slept with a woman, Chad.
I don't know.
Who I'm getting on?
Oh, maybe dear. A hooker might have slept in the bed that he slept in.
Oh, that's a horrible thought.
I live in our joke. Yeah, that's a good call, you know. Still, Pete Dunne, he made his debut in the UK and everything, you know what I mean? Not a better place to do that, still. And mash up and beat down Enzo's blood clot. Because Enzo was trying for. That was another example. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Was there some shady editing on WWE's part? Because Enzo was just chatting away as he does. And it seemed like the crowd wasn't into it at all. At least that's what I saw on YouTube.
It's because Enzo gets on people's tits.
So you think the UK crowd was
just... over Enzo.
So you think the UK crowd was just...
UK fans...
Yeah.
UK fans are more intelligent than the American fans. It's like, if you, like, say a rhyming word to an American, they're like, yeah.
Hey, Joe, you said it, not me, okay? You're not Shad, not Sacco. You're the one who said that we're more intelligent than the Americans on the American network. I'm just saying that you said that, not me.
But it is true, though. Let's face it. What are Americans? They are British rejects. If you go well back in history, no, I'm sorry, but if you go right back in history, Australians are British convicts, Americans are British rejects.
Wow.
Wow.
It's true.
Yo, serial killer, we're not going to make it, you know, we're going to be thrown off the... We're definitely going to be thrown off the air now.
I'm leaning forward, Joe.
No, Christopher Columbus founded America, and then all the poor British people went to America. So their descendants are just poor British people. But that's true, that's history, man.
There you go, you've learned something today.
Yeah, for real though. I love it, AOC Killer. Who's your MVP of the week? Pete Dunne is a good shout, I must say.
Yeah, he is. My pick is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
He took the title!
He took the title!
He ended the tyranny that was Cringy Mahal title reign. And for that, I am eternally grateful.
Eternally grateful? Oh no! Yeah! AJ Styles!
What a career in WWE he's having. Like, he's been here less than 2 years and he's been two-time world champion, United States champion, had some ridiculous matches with John Cena. He's been long overdue in terms of him coming to WWE, but he's been flipping brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And he's been doing this wrestling shit for the longest as well.
He really should have been in the company 10 years ago. Same with Samoa Joe as well, but I'm digressing. So yeah, MVP of the week, AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, fantastic. Yeah. Shad, who's your MVP of the week?
Well, I've only seen Raw, so I'm going to have to pick a Raw superstar. And even if I did watch SmackDown, obviously you've not told me what's gone down.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be that dude, man. It's the number 2 in the Fave 5. Cesaro.
Cesaro, MVP!
Oh, hell yeah.
What, MVP?
Tag team champion. Oh, we didn't know.
Yeah, man.
I will always cheer for Cesaro, man. I will always cheer for him, man.
Cesaro.
Underutilized.
I want to give a little shout out. I'm not gonna say big, but turn on mine. A little shout out to the New Day when they came down the stairs and shit, and they were like, Biggie was like, "Yo, take off your jacket," and Kofi Kicks was like, "Yo, man's not hot." And I didn't even cut that until someone tagged me in Instagram. I was like, "Oh shit!" I was like, "Oh no way, man!" They used that. They actually used the Grime reference. So, well done, New Day. And I mean, he did your research. That's really good. That is very good.
Yeah,
very,
pretty funny.
Yeah. For real. My MVP of the week is slightly different to you guys. This guy hasn't been on TV for both shows, but the guy he killed it anyway. MVP of the week goes to Triple T. Triple T, man, you know what I mean? The people of Insane Championship Wrestling, right? They had no idea that Triple T was in the building. Man, come in, and I was like, yeah, I'm here. This is where this wrestling shit starts. You guys, you do your thing, you do your little indie thing, you're putting on shows. This is where we find talent like yourself. This, that, and the third, and you do your thing, man. You know what I mean? I think it was on a different show after that as well, Triple H was. I can't remember exactly which one. Oh, it was on Good Morning Britain, I think it was. I think it was Good Morning Britain. He found himself on there doing his thing. Triple H, my MVP.
Who did you find from there?
Huh?
Who did you find from there?
Morgan gave him a pedigree. I wish. The amount of money I would pay to see that.
Who's that? Piers Morgan.
Yeah, the amount of money I would pay to see Triple T pedigree Piers Morgan.
You know, it's funny you say that, serial killer. With that said, who's your bitch of the week?
Oh, Baron Corbin. He got fucked up by a midget and had The Miz just destroy him on social media.
Baron Corbin is a bitch! Baron Corbin's a bitch! Oh shit, you know, I haven't even got a bitch of the week, you know. I've got to really think about it. I've got to listen to you guys, see what you got to say about it. Joe, bitch of the week! That's an interesting shout out, Baron Corbin. Who's.
Shane McMahon.
What did he do?
Oh, he's just probably getting on my tits. He's been my bitch for a few weeks, actually. It's just the way, like, he shoved himself into being captain of Team SmackDown. It's like, Shane, mate, you passed it. We're all done watching you trying to jump off a bloody cage.
you jump off buildings!
You can no longer leap from tall buildings in a single bound. You have lost your superhero abilities. You are an old man. Stop trying to be fucking relevant, because you are not. Just let Daniel Bryan be the GM. Do what Stephanie does.
What was that Kevin Owens line, Mike? That just has absolutely killing ourselves.
Yeah, that was it, wasn't it? What's wrong with you? You fall off buildings.
Off buildings. Yeah.
I went by the one to go. There was one 2 weeks ago, just before it's the best part of SmackDown, just before it got off the air. He's like, hug me tighter.
I also loved it when he was told he had to have The Miz as his tag team partner. He's the worst one! I laughed so much.
You know that one?
Trash in The Miz.
Oh no! Actually, now you mentioned it, I know who my bitch of the week is now. But Shad, I want to go to you first.
Like I said, I haven't seen SmackDown, but hearing the news, I'm just so happy within myself. Seriously, man, since for a few months now, I've been feeling down, and when I think about wrestling, it's so sad.
Oh, no.
Take a guard, take a almost stripped down naked in the ring and left his shit and disappeared. And then Jinder Mahal, Jinder Mahal, and champion. I thought, okay, yeah, this is funny, ha ha, yeah, it's funny, but you know that often we just suddenly stop laughing, like, ha ha. It's like one of them, it's like, nah, man, this is
now stop being funny, please make it stop.
Yeah, you know, it's been stopped, so I'm gonna watch SmackDown now and rejoice, man. I might even grab a beer.
You better hope and pray Jinder Mahal doesn't bring in his rematch clause. That's all I'm saying. You better hope and pray.
I would be so
there is still 1 week left, guys. I'm telling you now. Hashtag card subject to change. Matter of fact, I've got two candidates for bitch of the week still. But I cannot decide who. Because on the Raw side, I've got The Miz. And on the SmackDown side, I've got James Ellsworth. Lord. That shit was funny on SmackDown. Help me
decide. That was hilarious.
That shit was funny as fuck, man. Like, I don't even know how it even happened, but Becky Lynch and James Ellsworth had a wrestling match, believe it or not. And the rest of the women, like Charlotte, Naomi, Lana, Tamina, it was all out there, like, coming like lumberjacks, okay? And anytime Ellsworth found himself outside the ring, all the girls rush him and threw him back in there. Becky nearly broke the man's arm, he tapped him in 2 seconds, right? And then Carmella comes in the ring, and she's act like, yeah, Becky, what's up now, Becky? I'm gonna fuck you up, Becky. But switch! She kicks down James Ellsworth and walks off. I was like, oh, shit, Carmella did that. And like the look on the girl's face was like, oh, shit. So I want to give the award to James Ellsworth, but The Miz, after Kurt Angle said that he's going to fight Braun Strowman on Raw, the man was on his knees and shit, begging and pleading and shit, right? Yeah, this was like minutes after The Miz told Kurt Angle, when my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut. And when he said that to Kurt Angle, I was like, motherfucker, you think he could talk to me like that? Get the fuck, Kurt Angle got bangs. Miz was on his knees praying for forgiveness and shit. I'm going for The Miz, fuck it, man. I'm going for The Miz. James Ellsworth, you get life. You know what I mean? The Miz, you don't say them things to Kurt Angle. You just don't. Oh, shut. Oh, dear. Wrestling killed me for what it was worth, man. I didn't get to watch all of it properly, man, but it killed me for what it was worth. No doubt, man. Get in the Chair Award. You'll be happy to hear, Serial Killer, but that Piers Morgan gets the award this week.
Good, man's a fool.
So I take it you heard what happened?
Little bits and pieces, but not the full story. Like, I've been flat out the last couple of weeks. I've not really had a chance to keep on top of everything.
You did a better job than me. I couldn't even watch the shit live. You see what I'm saying? Alright, Piers Morgan. Well, actually, apparently Corey Graves said something on commentary regarding Piers Morgan. I don't know what it was. Could be good, bad, whatever. I don't know. I don't care. Yo, dude's good at what he does, okay? You know what I mean? Corey Graves. He's good at what he does. You can't fault him. You can't fault him. Right? Then Piers Morgan thought it was a good idea to go on the Twitter and try and discount Corey Graves. Called him a failed... Shad. Called him a failed wrestler. And he's not even good at commentating. Now, last time I checked... Yes, that's true. Last time I checked, Piers Morgan is not a wrestling fan to my knowledge. Where is he going?
I'm ashamed to admit that he's an Arsenal fan.
Oh no. Oh no.
I'm ashamed to admit he's a human being, to be honest.
Wow. I mean, Piers Morgan, he's known for being an asshole anyway. It's what he does. You know what I mean? As a journalist. See, here's the thing. He offends me, right? Because Piers Morgan's supposed to be a big-time, well-renowned journalist, right? He's had interviews with the best people in the world. You name a person that, you know what I mean? Piers Morgan has interviewed that motherfucker. Yeah, he'll go irrelevant with the hard-hitting questions, all sorts of shit. He's good at what he does, right? This is what I don't understand. The fundamentals of a journalist, okay? You're supposed to do your research. Do your research on the person that you're going to interview or the person you're going to talk about. Anyone you're going to speak on, you're going to do your research. Make sure your shit is right and exact. You know what I mean? Piers Morgan's been doing this for the longest, okay? The man didn't do his research. That Corey Graves, the reason why he's on commentary is because he was injury prone in the ring and he couldn't do the wrestling shit. It's not he was even fading. The man was good. He's a good wrestler and everything. Man was doing his thing. It was just that he got injured too much. And then it was like, why, we can give you our commentary job still. And that was originally for 1 year. And then they realized he was really good, so they extended his shit. And Piers Morgan is supposed to be a big out journalist, right? I mean, the likes of which I'm supposed to look up to, because I'm a journalist in the making, or, you know what I mean, just become a bad YouTuber, and you've been doing it for the longest, and you can't even do that fundamental shit. Now, sir, Joe, have you got anything more to say on Piers Morgan's bitch ass before he goes in the chair?
Piers Morgan is a hack journalist, and he was a twat when he was tapping people's phones. He hasn't changed since then.
Yeah.
He hacked into a dead kid's phone. Let's never forget that about Piers Morgan.
Why you have to go and do that now, huh? No.
And that about that how he knows.
I hacking into people's phones, that's what he's known for, the phone hacking scandal. How he got his stories.
No, Piers. You're not right. Not even Alan Sugar can't stand your bitch ass. It all makes sense now that he's an Arsenal fan because Alan Sugar is Tottenham, isn't he? He's so that's what I mean I see where y'all going with it now. Yeah. Alan Sugar's a Tottenham fan and Piers Morgan Arsenal. It all makes sense to me now. I knew there was that each other's faults and shit, and I saw them on GMTV or whatever it was called, and I seen them there arguing and everything, and then my girl Susanna Reid was getting jokes off that shit, you know what I mean? But I'm team Alan Sugar all the way, man. I watch The Apprentice. I think The Apprentice is great, all that good stuff, man. Piers Morgan, you're the bitch. Get your chair. Idiot. Hey yo, good God almighty, is there anything else we could talk on right now as far as this wrestling shit? Because if not, I'll lock this shit off right now.
No, I think that's good.
Nope. That's it.
Yeah, get ready for the predictions.
Oh my lord. It's gonna be a big one next week, people, man. It's gonna be a big one. Word on the street is, according to Shad, that his outrageous brother, the funniest voice in radio, will be returning on the show, because it is Survivor Series, I refer to Icy Fresh, the man with the authentic urine sample. The man who eats Monster Munch during the podcast. You know what I mean? It's not.
I think that was coming out in the fucking snow, man.
The question remains, will Wardle be a part of us as well? That's something else.
Oh, yeah, but about Wardle, you know, shit, yeah, I'm missing, you know. I'm missing a little bit.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm missing too, still.
Talk about outrageous.
Can you imagine? You know what I mean? Could you imagine Wardle, I mean, on the radio right now talking about Wrestle Kingdom 12 and Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho and all this best of the world shit. Omega versus the Alpha and all them things and.
What is this? There's a lot of talk about Switchblade.
My God!
What the hell?
That's
Chris Jericho! Chris Jericho!
It's Chris Jericho!
What is this?
Kenny Omega. What a dynamic performer. What a fantastic, tremendous performer. But he's not the best in the world. I am. So many have claimed to be the best, from Shawn Michaels to Edge to CM Punk, but they're all gone, and I'm still here. Because I am the best in the world. I am the greatest of all time. I am the alpha of this business. And I'm going to prove it. Because I'm challenging you, Kenny.
What?
Jericho versus Kenny.
What?
Alpha versus Omega. To see who is really the best. I want to meet you. January 4th.
What?
Wrestle Kingdom 12 in the Tokyo Dome.
That can't even happen, can it?
So let's see who's really the best.
Oh my God!
What is
Did I just see
happened?
What I think I saw?
What just happened?
That was Chris Jericho, and he just challenged Kenny Omega for Wrestle Kingdom.
And Omega looks happy about it.
What's he gonna say?
Jericho versus Omega. Omoshiroi na yatte yaruze.
No! Phoenix Death! No! Phoenix Death! It's gonna happen, man! Chris Jericho will return to New Japan Pro Wrestling! He will face Kenny Omega for the US title! And it's going to happen January 4th at Wrestle Kingdom.
I can't believe. Why wasn't I told about this?
Who are you trying to
I'm
call?
I'm trying to call Jericho. What is this? How can he wrestle in New Japan?
I can't.
Did Kenny accept?
He did.
I don't speak Japanese. Did he accept?
He accepted.
Jesus.
I cannot believe it. Absolutely shocked. I thought there's
no bigger match in this business that you could have than what just got announced in front of us here in Osaka.
Yeah, so everyone saw the big news, the big reveal. Who is going to be the next challenger to Kenny Omega? And much to my surprise, much to everyone's surprise, it was none other than the legend, perhaps one of the greatest of all time, Chris Jericho. I'm not going to lie. I've been searching for a challenger like Jericho since day one of winning this belt. New Japan has had a plan. Okay? You know what it is. We're trying to become a more worldwide brand. And of course, because we are a Japanese company, we have to go full blaze ahead with our best Japanese talent. We want Okada to make this more worldwide. Hmm? How did that work out? All right. How about Naito? Hmm? Everyone likes to say Asen Naito. Everyone likes to say Los Ingobernables. It's catching on. Ooh. Everyone likes Los Ingobernables locally, domestically. Hell, I even like them. They're kind of interesting. Not bad. And he's a great wrestler. Okada's a great wrestler. They are among the top of the wrestling world. But I always believed the one to save this company, to bring this company to the promised land, was me. And so I waited my turn, and then when the New Japan US shows came about, I could finally show to a brand new audience just what we are all about. And I did it in Kenny Omega style. Combine that with the top 10 matches of the year, which, guess what, are all mine. You have the one person leading this entire industry. Not just New Japan, not just Japanese pro wrestling, no. Factually, I am the greatest wrestler on the planet. And in fact, I am the top worldwide draw. This isn't me blowing smoke up your ass. This isn't me even bragging. These are facts. And when stuff like this happens, people, superstars, megastars, legends like Chris Jericho come to us. And now for the first time in God knows how long, we have a special guest from the big leagues coming to challenge New Japan Pro Wrestling. There was always this image that we were the minors. There was always this image that we were only big in Japan. And now, Kenny Omega, the cleaner, your god of pro wrestling, will take you to a new height. I will show you what pro wrestling can really be like. I will bring about this change, and I am going to do it while representing your U.S. Championship belt. Chris Jericho. I can't take all the credit because you are 50% in this offer. Yes. I couldn't do it without you. Let's make history together. Let's sell out the Tokyo Dome. Let's set an attendance record. You want those subscription rates up? I know you do. You're putting a lot of emphasis on it. Guess what? Subscription rates, they're going to go up. You have no one to thank but me. But guess what? Lucky for you, I represent this company. The greatest wrestling in all of the planet, the greatest weapon in all of pro wrestling, Kenny Omega, is representing your brand. How lucky for you. So at the Tokyo Dome, you will see on your grandest stage a dream match. Alpha versus Omega. Jericho versus Omega. It may be the only time it ever happens, but the powers that be have made it happen. Make sure you tune in. This will be history. And even though we have a great card, even though our main event has been set in stone, Naito versus Okada, this has more impact on this world than any other match on that card. Than any other match on any card of the year. So watch, all of you people, watch my ascension and learn. that for those of you that didn't believe, that still don't want to believe, you will no longer have a choice. Alpha versus Omega. I'm excited.
January 4th.
He has his wanks off ready.
Good God Almighty. Now, on a real, no doubt, it's going to be a wicked wrestling match, without a shadow of a doubt. It's just that I'm going to be watching that shit live. I'll probably just catch the highlights on YouTube, like, days after or something like that. You know what I mean? After Tuna Meltzer gives it, like, 6-7 stars and some shit like that. You know, that kind of thing, man. But, I'm sorry, man. It just didn't excite me. I thought, okay, that's great, man. That's really great. But, yo, let's look at it on the real. Let's look at that match on the real, though, man. I've heard it talked about before. Do you guys think WWE is in on this shit and its potential for more crossover? Anybody?
In all honesty, nobody knows the answer to that but Vince McMahon himself. Very clever man.
I don't think he sees the Japanese as a threat, to be honest. But is it Chinese or Japanese? Oh, he's New Japan, isn't he? That's the answer.
See, Shad, you accuse me of being racist, and you getting the, and you're the one getting the country's
mixed up. No, I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, that's a say. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think he sees him as a threat, man. Because obviously, I'm sure that they had a working relationship a few years ago.
In the day.
So no, I don't think there's nothing there. They could work together, but I don't think the care that he's doing that. As long as it's not an American show or TNA. They care about TNA, but they don't care about New Japan.
Well, I don't think WWE cares, period. Unless those said companies are actually directly going against them.
They won't mention TNA for some reason. They'll mention New Japan, they'll mention Ring of Honor, but they will not mention TNA.
Good point.
It's that place in Florida or something like that.
Stink. That is a good point. I don't know if they look down on TNA or what. I know I'd look down on TNA, but I don't know, man. That's a good point still. And also, Jerry Cod did say in interviews that as soon as he stepped foot in the WWE, that's the only place he'd work for. You know what I mean? And he worked for nobody else or nothing, right? But suddenly he finds himself in Wrestle Kingdom. Serial killer, do you think WWE is in on this shit?
It's an interesting theory to have him come back and have them have a rematch at Mania. That would be amazing.
I can't see it happening now.
But I can't see it happening. I'll fall back to my normal answer of it's too creative for WWE. I would love for it to happen. I think, was it you, Shad, said, that they're smart people and it could happen, but it would be an amazing moment to have them come back and have a rematch at Mania, and it would add to an already fantastic maybe card, with AJ and Nakamura or, whatever we're hoping for. But I cannot. I don't know, because Jericho does have, he keeps going back to WWE, close ties. As awesome as it would be, it's just far too interesting and far too entertaining for it to be a WWE thing. I don't think it's a sort of cross-promotion thing at all. I hope it is, so that we get Kenny Omega in WWE and we get a great WrestleMania moment, but I can't see it happening.
Well, okay. To make it easier for you guys, I want to think that WWE is in on it, but WWE, to my knowledge, has not mentioned anything about it on Raw or SmackDowns. At least not yet, anyway. Don't you think something like that would have said something like a little something at least?
I don't know. I mean, no one mentioned anything at all about it's been time we've not known about things, and it's made it better that way, hasn't it? So maybe they just keep it on the hush hush. We don't know.
What I meant was, the news broke out like Sunday morning or Monday morning or whenever it was, right? And then, and then you think WWE, because WWE they've already spoke about Ric Flair's 30 for 30, which at this point, at this time of recording this, I haven't got around to watching, right? I do want to see it though, because I want to learn some new shit, because I'm sure he's got some shit to tell me, right? Shad, shut up. I'm just saying. I do want to see that Ric Flair 30 for 30 shit. Going back to like Brock Lesnar when he did the UFC shit for UFC 200. I can't remember if WWE mentioned something to say, yo, Brock, Brock Lesnar's going to the UFC to fight. I can't remember.
No, Michael, it wasn't mentioned. At the end of the day, it's a business. They're not going to promote another big show, are they? Doesn't matter what links that Brock Lesnar has with WWE, Chris Jericho has. It's like McDonald's turns around saying,
Burger
King has a new burger out. It's not going to happen. It'll not be mentioned.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, man, I get you still. And like, Kenny Omega himself, he does talk to WWE guys and things like that. Most notably Xavier Woods, you know what I mean, and the play Street Fighter and Tekken together and all them things.
Past though, he's been pretty anti WWE, hasn't he? So I'd be pretty surprised.
Kenny Omega.
He's been quite, you know, because this time last year where everyone was hyping about him and he was, you know, the start of what's next, he got WWE and he's like, I don't really want to go, and he said he's much happier staying in New Japan, so...
Yeah, I mean, people make the assumption that everybody wants to go to WWE, if that's not the case.
No, he's
Cody
paid
Rhodes.
Well where he is, one of the biggest
stars. Cody Rhodes, way happier out of WWE.
Yeah.
Not every road leads to WWE, and it's not for everybody.
Yeah, man, that's true still. You know what I mean? And you see the results of like certain guys. I mean, they come from Japan and they come to WWE and they just don't get treated properly. Shinsuke Nakamura, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, man, that's gonna be interesting going forward. I'm gonna stay up under 1,000 and say, yo, I'm not watching that shit when it drops live because I have better things to do and I'm just keeping it real. You know what I mean? I'm not excited about it. I let everyone get excited for me. It's okay. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's going to be a wicked match. You know what I mean? There's no doubt about it, man. But, you know, just give me some steel chairs and I'll be all right, man. You know what I mean? Just lick somebody down this chair, man. Fuck that shit, man. That's it. The Dawn Talk. Next week, NXT TakeOver. Gotta do a little bit of that shit as well, man. You know what I mean? The war games and shit, man. The war games, for that reason, I have a feeling Wardle might come back for that. For some crazy reason. And then you got the Survivor Series itself, which we just mentioned earlier, Icy Fresh, All Be Well, should be returning to the show. Oh boy. Better brace ourselves, man, because, you know what I mean, when he comes on the show, everything just goes out of control. Yo, you can follow us on all of social media at Jam Podcast. That's what you have to do, people. Hey, yo, my name's Bad Bunny P. He's been the Shadfather. She's been Sensational Joke. He's been the Serial Killer. That's how it goes, man. I hope to see you next week on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. Yo, I'm done with this shit, man. I'm getting out of this shit, man. It's over. Bitch!
You know what's up, nigga. We got the elbows flying like King Macho. Off the top rope, streets want me to drop gold. Ball for ball, homie, everything I jot. Dope in the illest, nigga. Don't call my jack if you ain't trying to cop coke.
Don't bother,
niggas wish they got the cake I see. Stack the bricks, call us Great Khali. I got the shoes out of lurking with the 40. I told him to scrape the cereal. Running through the cut, mask on like Rey Mysterio.
Cat.
Ball main pockets full of dead green guys. Tell it wet. Oh, wait until that whole thing dry. Used to stash dope money underneath my king size. Now with thin chains at WrestleMania ringside.
Knows that AJ Styles had the best year in 2016. I'm the one that put SmackDown Live on the map. conversation right here tonight about my career. That is, if I even have one.
Be rocking tonight! Anybody not giving up my-